we just, you know, up front, we just have to be smart in the way we rush them. We've got to find a way to keep them in the pocket, collapse the pocket on them. They've got a good O-line there that protects them really well. So we've got our work cut out for us this week. We just have to be very smart.
When you practice against him, do you practice expecting him to extend plays out longer than most guys do?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to expect the unexpected with him. I mean, he has, you know, such a knack for moving around the pocket and doing a lot of things with his feet. Not so much to create plays, you know, running the ball, but to really be able to complete the ball downfield with those deep throws. So, like I said, we have to be really smart in the way we rush him. You know, everybody be included and keyed in to where he's at all times.
Would you like it to be cold and windy from your standpoint? For is it more difficult for a quarterback to function that way? Does weather enter it?
I mean, honestly, when it comes to weather, I really don't care. At the end of the day, they got to play in the same elements we do, so, hey, it is what it is.
You guys are the favorite Sunday in some circles, first time since, you know, 09. They've kind of dominated you this decade. Does that give the game a different feel that, you know, you're maybe a favorite in this game versus previously?
Or? I don't care about lines. I don't care about anything like that. At the end of the day, it's what team shows up on Sunday. So being favored and all that stuff doesn't matter to us. The only thing we're worried about is going out there and getting better and making sure that we get another victory on Sunday.
Have you seen anything from the other teams that have had some success the last few weeks against him? What they put on tape with Rodgers?
Well, like I said, they're for the most part, they're being really smart in the way they rush him. You know, really getting him antsy in the pocket, and that's what we're going to have to do. If we're able to do that, it gives us an opportunity to win against a very good football team. If we don't, that's when he can hurt us.
Brian, does this week feel like just business as usual in the NFL, or because of what's at stake, does this feel like a different week for you guys?
Well, I think it's business as usual. I mean, obviously, we know what's at stake, but at the end of the day, you've got to treat it like any other game. You can't make it more than what it is, and you can't overlook your opponent ever, and especially when you're playing the Green Bay Packers. So for us, it's about treating it as business as usual, going out there trying to get better every single day and make sure we put it on tape on Sunday.
You guys have used a lot of different things for motivation, you know, trouble winning on the road and having won in Chicago since 07. The fact that the Packers have dominated you guys much of this decade, do you kind of use that as motivation or anything along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can. At the end of the day, I think if you can't motivate yourself by now, then you shouldn't be playing this game. So I think for us, it's about going out there and understanding this is an opportunity for us to win another game. And anytime you can get a win in the NFL and start piling them on before you get to the month of December, that can be huge for you. But at the end of the day, it's like Coach says, one day, one week, one game. You got to take it one day at a time, be the best you can be throughout the week, and make sure you put it on game day.
Hey, Brian, Terrence got Defensive Player of the Week. I mean, just what have you seen from him as a teammate all year long, and what does it mean to have a guy who's, you know, a little older, still making big plays for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's a smart player. He's been in this league for a while. He's been in great veteran leadership for our guys on the back end. So to be able to see him succeed on Sunday and be able to get an honor like that, you know, congratulations to him. That's a huge deal for our team.
Brian, without giving away any company secrets, the adjustments you made at halftime last week, clearly Oakland didn't score in the second half. What were the one or two things that changed in that game, if anything, defensively for you guys?
You know, not much. I mean, honestly, we made a few halftime adjustments just about, you know, what they were doing. I mean, they showed us, you know, a couple of little things here and there that they hadn't showed us in weeks prior, and we were able to do it a little bit different in the second half in order to make the plays. And, I mean, really and truly what it boils down to is, at the end of the day, all 11 guys being where they need to be when the defense is called.
Brian, I know it's such a week-to-week league, but do you ever allow yourself a chance to pause and reflect on what you guys have done as a defense to this point?
Absolutely not. We don't have time to sit there and look backward, especially at the point in the season where we're at now. You know, when you start getting later into the season, games become more and more important. And so for us, you know, we don't have time to look backward. We definitely don't have time to look forward. You know, you gotta grasp the opportunity that's at hand and make sure you make the best of it.
You've been wearing your Beat Green Bay T-shirt?
I have not worn my Beat Green Day T-shirt. I see it every day when I look in my locker, but I wear the same stuff every single day that I've worn from week one, preseason. You know, I just keep things the same.
What makes this such a good rivalry between these teams?
Well, I think their history. Obviously, both teams have a great history, great tradition with the things that they've done in the past. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you look at it, You know, Green Bay's got a lot of titles. They've got a lot of NFC North wins. We've got a lot of NFC North wins. So at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about trying to win ball games, and you never want to lose to your rival. So that's what it's about.